discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to episode 96 of French Your Way podcast, episode 96. If you've been listening to me a few episodes ago, that was podcast number 88, I introduced all brushed up with you the notions of a direct and indirect object and direct and indirect pronouns. I had promised I would do a series about the pronouns. So today I'm going to tackle the French pronoun I, which is spelled simply with the letter Y. And we'll see how and when you use it. And with examples, you will be able to check where the position of the pronoun is. It's the same position as for any pronoun, that is in front of the verb that it refers to, so in front of the, like before the conjugated verbs, or if there are like two verbs, one in the infinitive, it will be in between these two verbs, because you'll notice that it will refer to the infinitive form. Anyway, let's see. There are two aspects. So first, and it's the most common aspect, like a use of the pronoun I, it's to replace a place. So for example, if you say we are going to the movies, donc nous allons au cinéma, if you don't want to like repeat the name of the place and say we're going there, so there meaning au cinéma, and that's the place, you're going to use the pronoun I before the conjugated verb. So nous, nous allons au cinéma is nous y allons with the liaison, nous y allons. I'm going to go through a few examples because we had, au cinéma, what à l'école. The children are at school, so les enfants sont à l'école. If you want to say the children are there, there meaning at school, which is the place where they are, so à l'école becomes y, and you put it before the conjugated verb. So, les enfants sont à l'école. Les enfants y sont. They are there. Ils y sont. Ils y sont. So, it's not only working with the preposition à. À is a very common preposition for place. À l'école, au restaurant, au cinéma, au parc, etc. It can also be like in, for example. The phone is in my bag. Le téléphone est dans mon sac. So if you want to say the phone is there, meaning in my bag, so that's the place where it is. Le téléphone est dans mon sac. Le téléphone y est, meaning dans mon sac. The park, I think I've mentioned the park just before. No, I said the restaurant, I think. But it's the same with the park, so I'm going to go to the park. So here I just took a future sentence to also show you what happens with the position of the pronoun. I'm going to go to the park. Je vais aller au parc. So je vais aller is the future proche, the near future. It's made from je vais, which is conjugated in the present, and then aller, the infinitive. Je vais aller au parc. If you say I'm going to go there, say I'm going, je vais, to go there, je vais y aller. So you see that the Y is going to be in between the conjugated verb, je vais, and the infinitive, aller. It's because it refers to the second verb. I'm going to go there. Je vais y aller. Note that when you use aller in French, you always need to use it with the name of the place that you're going to. So you can't just say I'm going. Like you can't just say je vais. That's not a grammatically correct sentence. If you want to say I'm going or I'm leaving, you're going to. So because you don't want to specify. You don't have to specify where is it that you're going. By default, you're going to use the pronoun I. So that's why when you say I'm going or I'm leaving, it will be j'y vais. Again, because the verb aller cannot work by itself without the name of the place or at least the pronoun I. You probably know the imperative form of it if you say like let's go. So, imperative first person plural said allons, allons for the let's allons. But let's go, you can't just say allons. You have to say where. So by default, you use the e pronoun. With the imperative, the pronoun goes after the verb with an hyphen. It's a whole different topic and a whole different lesson. So allons-y, allons-y with a hyphen. Allons-y, let's go. So I said that the pronoun e was used to replace a place. The other use of the pronoun e is to some verbs, they work with a preposition. You may have learned them. For example, continuer sometimes is with de or a. Se marier, so to get married, is se marier avec. We said to get married with someone in French. So some verbs work with some preposition. Verbs that are working with the preposition a, so it's like for the place, except it's not going to be a place, it's just the structure. You are going to use the pronoun e with them if you want to use the pronoun form. Just a little exception, it doesn't work with people. People is never going to be e. So let's take an example. For example, that's what I wanted to say. A verb that's constructed with the preposition a is penser. Penser à is to think about like something. For example, I'm thinking about my next holidays. Je pense à mes prochaines vacances. The only reason why you need to use the preposition à is because it's required in this expression. Je pense à mes prochaines vacances. So, if you want to use the pronoun now, I'm thinking about it. It being mes prochaines vacances. It's not a place there, but because you have used a, it was required in your, like, it was required with this verb, the pronoun is still going to be I. I'm thinking about it, is j'y pense. Je pense à mes prochaines vacances, j'y pense. Other example with penser à. The employee thinks about changing job. The employee thinks about changing job. L'employé pense à changer de travail. So he's thinking about it, il y pense. Y replaces a changer de travail. You use y because the preposition, the original preposition was a. In the future, it's just, so the form and the position of the pronoun is not going to change with the tense that you're using. So that's why I'm also going to give you like a future sample example. And you'll see it just works the same. For example, he will think about a solution. Il réfléchira à une solution. So réfléchir à, penser à, both verbs work with the preposition à. He will think about a solution. Il réfléchira à une solution. He'll think about it. Il y réfléchira. Répondre. Répondre, you use à when you talk about like to answer the phone. So answer the phone is répond au téléphone. Répond au téléphone. And answer it, it being the phone, because you had au téléphone, so with the preposition à, the imperative would be réponse I with the Y. I said it didn't work with people. So what happens with people? Look, I'm going to take the same verbs that I used in my example and we'll just use people and see what happens. So I said, so je pense à mes prochaines vacances, j'y pense. What if it's je pense à mes amis? I'm thinking about my friends. My friends, they are people, right? So because you've used the preposition à, you remember a few podcasts ago we put in the show notes, I said that after a preposition, the pronoun that you're going to use is for people is a stress pronoun. Say moi, toi, lui, elle, etc., etc. So I'm thinking about my friends. Je pense à mes amis. I'm thinking about them. Je pense à eux. Je pense à eux. This is the stress pronoun that's third person plural So refer to my previous episode of French Away Podcast if you need to brush up this. Je pense à ma famille. I'm thinking about my family. Je pense à ma famille. I chose this example because ma famille is just like it's a noun, but it's considered as being people because there's people inside the family. So I'm thinking about it. It's being my family. You're going to use the stress pronoun that is the third person singular to go with ma famille, which in French is singular. Je pense à elle. Now, for répondre, I had given you the example, so réponds au téléphone, réponds-y. Now, if you want to say réponds au professeur, so answer to the teacher, if you want to say answer him, that's going to be a little bit different because here, répondre, it's not working with the preposition à just for the sake of it. There is a reason. It's actually because the person you're replying to is an indirect object. So you can answer something to someone. So répondre quelque chose à quelqu'un. And here we have left the just using this preposition because you have to use it. It just makes sense. It's just because it is addressed to a person. So we enter the field of the indirect objects. So répond au professeur, answer him will be répond lui. That's the direct object pronoun that will stand for le professeur. I hope this is clear. So don't forget, you use the pronoun I to replace a place, and also with verbs that just require the preposition à, such as réfléchir à, penser à. With people, you're going to use the stress pronoun. Je pense à toi, je pense à lui, je pense à eux, à elle. But sometimes, if the preposition à has the meaning of to someone, then we are in the indirect pronouns for the people. So you need to choose an indirect pronoun object. So if you haven't listened to them yet, here are the episode numbers of the two podcasts I was talking about. Episode 88 was about the direct and indirect objects and pronouns in French. And it's episode 79 that was about the stress pronouns. And it's called, pronouns part one, how to choose between je and moi. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.